Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Sudden Light by Garth Stein. Read by Seth Numrick.
Prologue. The Curse. Growing up in rural Connecticut, I had been told the name Riddell meant something to people in the Northwest. My paternal great-great-grandfather was someone of significance, my mother explained to me. Elijah Riddell had accumulated a tremendous fortune in the timber industry, a fortune that was later lost by those who succeeded him. My forefathers had literally changed the face of America, with axes and two-man saws and diesel donkeys to buck the fallen. With mills to pulp the corpses and scatter the ashes, they carved out a place in history for us all. And that place, I was told, was cursed. My mother, who was born of English peasant stock on the peninsula of Cornwall, made something of herself by following her passion for the written word, eventually writing the dissertation that would earn her a PhD in comparative literature from Harvard University, and becoming the first in her family to receive an advanced degree. Though she never did anything of note with her brilliance, she did carry it around with her like a seed bag, sprinkling handfuls of it on what she deemed fertile soil. She spent much time quoting literature to me when I was young, thus sparking my own avid reading habits. So the theme of the ancient mariner and his story, as told by the poet and philosopher Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and how the mariner's story was emblematic of my family's history, was something I had heard often before my 14th birthday. The curse. When one destroys something of beauty and nature, as did the mariner who shot the kindly albatross that led his ship out of the perilous Antarctic seas, one will be punished, cursed. My mother told me this. My father nodded when she did. Punishment will rain down upon the offender and the family of the offender, I was told, until the debt is settled. The debt owed by my family has been paid, and then some. My mother believes our family's story was settled with that debt. She's always maintained an unyielding faith in the cathartic power of denouement, which is why she has chosen to go for a walk this morning rather than stay with us to hear me tell our story again. But I disagree with my mother. There is no tidy end to any story, as much as we might hope. Stories continue in all directions to include even the retelling of the stories themselves, as legend is informed by interpretation, and interpretation is informed by time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?